Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to improve fluency. Now, you may have noticed the term fluency mentioned in the directives on your score sheets. Now, although it's a crucial component of the overall impression of the test, fluency is a little understood term that's often overlooked by riders. So in this podcast episode, we're going to tell you everything you need to know about fluency, including why it's so important in dressage and how to achieve it. So firstly, what does fluency mean? Well, the word fluency is taken from a Latin word which means to flow. Now in dressage, fluency refers to the horse's overall way of going, transitions, medium or extended strides, and the harmony between the horse and rider. Now everything the horse does should appear smooth, effortless, flowing and graceful, and any interruption in the rhythm, loss of balance, clunky transitions, stiffness or resistance will destroy the fluency of the test. So what is the dressage judge looking for? Well, in dressage tests, fluency is applicable to every movement and transition, so the judge will look for the following. So number one, smooth, even rhythm and tempo in all the paces. Number two, effortless, balanced and flowing upward transitions and downward transitions. Number three, light and cadenced footfalls. Number four, suppleness through the horse's back. And number five, harmony and mental and physical relaxation between the horse and his rider. So, how do you improve the fluency of your dressage test? Well, there are many different aspects that go into improving the fluency of your dressage performance, but they all rely on the basic dressage skills of training being in place and the horse working correctly along them. So in a nutshell, to present a fluent picture, your horse must do the following. So number one, work in the correct regular rhythm for each pace and at an appropriate even tempo. Number two is to be loose and supple through the back without any signs of stiffness or tension. Number three is to work into an elastic contact and a round frame without showing any resistance to the rider's hand. Number four, work forward from behind with plenty of controlled energy into an uphill balance. Number six is to remain straight on straight lines and show a uniform bend around circles and through turns. And lastly, number six is to remain balanced through upward and downward transitions. So now let's take a look at a selection of movements in dressage tests and we'll look at how to improve the fluency of them. So firstly, let's look at upward transitions. So when the horse makes an upward transition from one pace to another or within the pace, the transition should be sharp, responsive and executed without hesitation. Now the horse should not launch abruptly into the next pace or become hollow or crooked. Now the overall impression should be of a smooth and seamless transition, so a fluent change from one pace to another. So here's how to do it. So firstly, make sure that the horse is working forward and is listening to you. Next, give a half halt before the transition to engage the hind legs and to balance the horse. And then check that you have the correct bend or inside flexion, sit up straight, look ahead and apply the aids. Now if you need more help with upward transitions, you can search for our blog post or our other podcast episode titled How to Ride a Good Upward Transitions. But now let's move on to downward transitions. Now, downward transitions are often not fluent, largely because the horse loses his balance and falls in a heap. So, in a fluent downward transition, the horse will go from one pace to the new one in one fluid movement, without falling onto his forehand or stopping abruptly. So here's how to do it. So first, you need to give a half halt before the transition and don't stop riding forward. You need plenty of impulsion in a downward transition to engage the horse's hind legs and encourage him to step underneath and push himself forward into the new pace. Now, even a transition from trot to walk needs plenty of energy, or the transition will be abrupt and the walk steps will lack purpose and activity. Similarly, If you don't ride forward into a halt, the chances are that the halt won't be square and will most likely trail a hind leg. So in a nutshell, if you simply slam on the brakes without using your legs, a downward transition will be rough, unbalanced and not fluent. Again, if you need more help with downward transitions, search our blog post on our website or our podcast archives for the episode which is titled How to Ride a Forwards Downward Transition. But now let's move on to medium and extended trot and canter. Now, medium and extended paces often lack fluency because the rider fails to prepare for the transition into and out of the extensions. Now, the horse should move seamlessly from the working or the collected pace into the medium or the extended strides without losing rhythm or balance, and likewise back again. So here's how to do it. So firstly, prepare your horse by riding deep into the corner before the movement, and then use a half halt to balance the horse and bring his hind legs more underneath his body so that his balance remains uphill. And then build the impulsion, but don't fire the horse abruptly into the medium and extended strides. Instead, make the transition smooth and balanced by gradually easing your hand forward to allow the horse to lengthen his steps and frame fluently. And then keep the steps regular, even in the tempo, and balanced before asking the horse to come back smoothly into the working or collected pace via a well-timed half halt. Again, if you need any help with these, we have the blog posts and the podcast episodes on them. So just search for how to ride and then whatever pace you want. So it can be medium trot, medium canter, extended trot or extended canter. But lastly, we're going to move on now to look at the lateral work. Now, lateral exercises, including leg yield, shoulder in, traverse and half pass, should appear effortless, smooth and flowing. And there should be no loss of rhythm, no jerkiness or variation in tempo or positioning. And the horse's leg should cross fluidly as he covers the ground sideways. Now basically, riding fluent lateral exercises is all about preparing and positioning your horse correctly for the movement. So use a half halt to prepare the horse, look where you're going, keep the horse working forward through his back into the bridle, and concentrate on keeping the rhythm throughout the movement. Now crucially, you must make the horse straight for a stride before and after the movement so that he doesn't trail his quarters at the start or fade out of the movement at the end. Again, all the lateral works, we have podcast episodes and blog posts on them. So just search for how to ride whatever lateral movement you are looking for. So for example, leg yield, shoulder in, traverse, etc. But to wrap this episode up, the key to riding a fluent dressage test is to train your horse correctly along the dressage scales of training. And once the elements of the horse's way of going are securely in place, his performance will be fluent. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us when it comes to riding a fluent dressage test, please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of the free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.